It's the interview with Melissa and David.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yay!
Absolutely,
Ed,
man.
Ed Begley Jr. What an honor to talk to you. I've seen you everywhere I've looked lately.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Melissa, for having me on.
Absolutely, my friend. So you are a busy, busy man. Out of everything that you've done, I'm going to go ahead and give you the hard question. Out of everything that you've done, like what is the one thing that stands out the most?
My favorite show, just because of the length of it, the amount of episodes, was St. Elsewhere. You know, to be on that 6 years with Denzel Washington and David Morse and Bonnie Bartlett and Christina Pickles, Ed Flanders, Bill Daniels, actors like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just beyond description. It was so wonderful. And great writers like Tom Fontana. You know, I was blessed to have that show for 6 years. But now I'm still working at my advanced years. I'm 72, but working more than I've ever worked on Young Sheldon and Better Call Saul and Mr. Mayor, and just happy to be doing these fine shows and some films here and there. I'm a lucky old man.
Awesome.
But really, like I said, I wasn't kidding. Everywhere I've looked lately, there you are. I watched Chips this weekend, the movie.
Yes.
There you were on Chips. You apparently really liked the song Rosanna by Toto. And I remember an episode.
Apparently, that's
yes.
I'm friends with those guys in Toto, Steve Picard and all of them. I love that band. I love those guys. So when my friend Dax Shepard called me up and said he wanted me to be in his movie, I said yes real quick. He's also married to my other friend, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just it was great to do that. Lots of fun. And you can put that song on anytime, or any Toto song. I really like them.
Also, and I'm not just good because you have so much in a body of work. I'm not possibly going to go over even a portion of it. But I loved you on MASH as Private Paul Conway. In The Cool Kids, where you were Carl the Zodiac Killer. That was an excellent episode. Not to mention all the Christopher guest movies that you've been in. Oh, it was just wonderful. And I understand you still have a lot of fans in Mexico and Tasmania.
Wow, that's great. I need my peeps everywhere. Very good to know. Wherever I can find some supporters, I'll take them.
Now, I hear a rumor that you have an electricity-generating bicycle that you can toast bread with. Is this true?
I did have a bike for years, a generator bike. Like any exercise bike, you would sit there on a smoggy day or rainy day, and you can pedal and get some exercise. But mine actually did some work. It was hooked up to the batteries where the solar was stored for my house. So the toast angle was just a computation. You can't possibly, on a bicycle, generate enough power to toast in real time because it's 1,700 watts.
Right.
But you can make 200 watts of electricity
right.
if you're a good rider and store it in batteries. So if you do that for 15 minutes, that will equal out to be 2 to 3 minutes of 1,700 watts that you could draw from the battery and toast. But I gave that. It's on permanent loan to my dear friend Jackson Brown. They had it as part of a art installation for some about plastic out in the environment, but it did work. You know, I could run a computer all day or a light bulb all day with that amount of work I would do in a bicycle. And I've got to get a new one. I need to have another bike to keep myself fit in my twilight years here, so thanks for reminding me.
Now, I'm really impressed because my degree is in architecture, and I understand you're very much into sustainability, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. So could you tell us a little bit about Begley's Earth Responsibility Project?
Yeah, I've, you know, used non-toxic products myself since 1970. I started with the first Earth Day that many years ago, but I couldn't afford much back then. I would use vinegar and water, clean up instead of Windex, and baking soda instead of Comet.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish they had another line of cleaning products that cleaned as well as Formula 409 or Comet, you know, but they were non-toxic. And finally, years later, I met this guy, Mark Cunningham. He had wonderful design for the environment, certified green products with third-party testing that cleaned every bit as good as those harsh cleansers, but they're non-toxic. Because think about it. You got kids crawling on the floor, pets crawling on the floor, putting their paws in their mouth. The kids are putting their fingers in their mouth. You don't want to use anything toxic on the wood floor or on the carpet for the pet stain or odor situation. So you want to have non-toxic cleaners. We have lots of them. They work every bit as good as the hard stuff, but they're 100% non-toxic and safe.
So I was looking at Amazon the other day and I saw it, and I was wondering if that was really something that you was going to endorse or that you were endorsing.
Yeah, that's me. It's good stuff. And, you know, I had a line myself that I was shipping out of my garage starting like 2004 or 5. I started selling it, but I ran out of time. I had a garage full of stuff, and having the bottom bottler bottle it and trying to do acting jobs and then shipping it and trying to do another acting job. I had to fold up the company because I didn't have time. But then I met, as I said, this guy, Mark Cunningham, and he was doing all the work, and I could just go out there and promote it as we're doing today and let people know about it. Because I think a lot of people will try a non-toxic product if it cleans well. It can't be second rate or third rate. It's got to clean every bit as aggressively. And ours do it, so just go to Google and type in Begley Cleaning, go to Amazon Begley Cleaning, go to Chewy.com and type it in there, Begley Cleaning. It'll come right up, and they work well, so give it a try.
So what do you have coming up for a Dr. Leak letter on young Sheldon, Ed? What's going to happen with him? Is he going to be around? Or is he going to be president of the university eventually?
I don't know where they're headed with it ultimately, but right now we've got some twists and turns and some fun stuff. This is season 5, and I've been the most episodes I've ever been in this wonderful 5th season. So I'm grateful to them for putting me in this show because I love this kid, Ian. He's such a smart kid, such a talented kid. Dirty Little Eyes, that wonderful HBO show. Nicole Kidman and Marilyn, all those people. He was great in that. So I'm just happy to work on that show and happy to be working after 55 years in any business. If you're still doing this and enjoying it after 5.5 decades, you're one lucky person.
No kidding. Absolutely. And you're still everywhere. Not bad for a former Danny the Donkey. I tell you, you really done well for yourself, Ed. And again, go to...
I'm impressed that you remember that from Mascot. You blow me away. That's funny.
All those are wonderful. And I think you can still catch Mascots on Netflix. I believe they still have it hanging on there. One of the best shows...
Yeah, it's available.
Yes, that you may have never seen. And if you had, you're lucky and you know it. And it's really funny. But go to BegleyLiving.com also to get caught up. By the way, your daughter's a very good singer, Ed.
Thank you for noticing that, my God. You're impressive, young man. Yes, she's a good singer and a good songwriter. Yeah, I'm really proud of my daughter, and I've got a grown daughter who's an environmentalist working up with 3 people. My son's an electrical engineer. I got 3 great kids and 3 great grandkids. I'm just blessed and blessed again.
Awesome, man.
You were wonderful.
Thank you so much. This has been an honor for both of us.
Yes, truly. I've been a fan for years.
Thank you. For me, too. You guys are wonderful. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, David.
Check us out on Facebook,
Instagram,
and Twitter.
Please follow me now.
The Melissa and David Show.